Hi everybody, this is Nick. Welcome to teaching series Nick's Everyday Texts with his American friends. 大家好，我是 Nick， 欢迎来到 Nick 和美国朋友的短信日常。 So in this series, I will teach you guys some authentic phrases and slang by showing and explaining my texts with American people. 那通过讲解我本人和美国朋友之间发的短信，来达到学习地道英文的效果。今天的短信呢，是我和朋友在说这个 Snapchat 这个软件耗流量的一件事情。然后呢，后半部分我们在开玩笑，文字应该能看懂，笑点也应该能 get 到，我觉得不算难。也没有说什么文化隔阂之类的。我先读一遍。See, I basically still use Snapchat.
Great, except you're eating up my data.
Snapchat uses so much data. Plus, you have Wi-Fi right now.
Snap uses data.Receiving pictures over multimedia messaging service,
does it? Guess you just need to buy more data so that we can be friends.
Guess I can only be friends with people who use Snapchat.
Nice knowing you.
Hit me up with the roomy Snapchat usernames before you go.
You can't be better friends with my friends than you are with me. Number one.Eat something up 就是指大量的耗费时间啊金钱啊流量啊等等的意思。本来的用法呢应该是 something eats something up, 比如说这个软件耗费我大量流量 ,Snapchat eats up my data, 或者说这个游戏耗费我大量金钱 ,this game eats my money up。但是在短信中我的朋友用我当主语，事实上是想说我发给他的东西消耗了他大量的流量，就是你可以简单理解为我发给他视频，然后打开来看会耗费很多流量这样。Number two, 这个大写表强调，我说了几百遍了哈。短信中呢我不小心打错字了，应该是这个 much。Number three, MMS, 就是 Multimedia Messaging Service。Multimedia Messaging Service, 就是翻译过来是多媒体短信。带图片的短信啊文字短信啊都包括在内。他这句话的意思呢就是通过短信形式接受的这个图片是不耗流量的。Number four, guess blah blah blah, 就从这个单词后面那些短信发的都是在互相开玩笑，我希望你们可以看得懂，这个不是一个文化上的差异，中文翻译过来也是一样的。Number five, hit me up, 就是 HMU, hit me up, 它是一个缩写形式。Hit me up 呢以前我在短信中应该是讲过两次的，多数时候呢表示打给我，也可以表示发短信给我。这个你们一定要多用这个短语，特别特别好用，我跟你们说。Alright, so this is pretty much it for this time. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!